Cape Talk, the political desk.
It's the political desk with independent political analyst Harold Parkendorf. Harold, a very good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show this morning.
Good morning.
Now, to you listening at home, we are looking to the State of the Nation address by President Cyril Maphosa that will be taking place later on during the course of the day. And most certainly, we are asking at home, what are some of the things that you are looking to hear from the President when he delivers his State of the Nation address? Harold, this is exactly what we want to find out from you. Maybe you can look into your crystal ball. But before we even look at 2019, 2018 was his maiden State of the Nation address. Did he deliver on his promises from last year?
Well, he didn't have much. He didn't have much time to deliver, and certainly didn't have enough power yet. Remember, the shift is gradually going towards him. But that was the initial indication of where he was going, and I expect that this State of the Nation, which will be delivered at 7 o'clock this evening, to make it possible for people to watch on television and listen on radio and not be at work when it's happening. I would expect it would be an extension of that. State of the Nation addresses are normally set the scene. And then normally, and immediately afterwards, or shortly thereafter, there's a budget speech which then follows on that. But the State of the Nation speech doesn't fall from heaven. It isn't just the president dreaming up stuff. It follows on the on the December conference, on the January the 8th statement by the ANC, and then there was a cabinet at the Khotla, and government departments all get an opportunity to see if they can get some of their pet projects into the speech. But I have no doubt that, broadly speaking, it will follow what you've seen in the past. It will mainly be about the economy and the usual promise, which so far has not actually materialized, creating jobs, building housing, increasing security for people. I think that will be high on the agenda. And when the president speaks on the economy, I think he'll have in mind the ratings agency and also possible foreign investors. So I would expect that he would say, look, this is how we're going to fix Eskom. We're going to divide it into two. We'll provide some capital for it. We'll make sure that they actually governed properly. Will be much stricter than before in our oversight. I would expect that there will be a, not such a discernible, but if you listen carefully, a shift towards getting the private sector more involved, certainly in state-owned enterprises. And I think it will be very important that the president makes clear that the brouhaha about, you know, taking people's land and not paying for them is not actually what it's about. I would expect there might be a confirmation that that bit of legislation will not even pass during this parliamentary session, which it's generally expected to end at the end of March, so we have an election in the middle of May. And so there will be a lot of positive talk, and a lot of stuff will be held over till after the election because there simply isn't enough time to do anything. I would expect, though, that two other things will be said. One, he'll be strong on corruption. I think he'll point to the case which started yesterday against Bosasa and government officials as an indication of what can be expected from here on. He will probably announce the election date. And I guess he would say, and now all this talk about the ANC being divided is just not true. We all understand we have to stand together to make a good impression during the election, which, of course, it just isn't true. I mean, if you can see the former Northwest Premier just won a court case against the ANC, and the Free State ANC is also taking another part of the Free State ANC to court, the deep divisions in KwaZulu-Natal. But I'm sure that he will say, you know, look, we're united and we're moving ahead.
Harold, I just want to bring the listeners into the conversation. If you join the conversation, we're speaking to independent political analyst Harold Parkendorf, talking about the State of the Nation address. As we've been having the conversation with you yesterday, we continue today. What are some of the things you are hoping to hear from the president in his State of the Nation address? Many of you yesterday also, you know, talking about some of the things that Harold has just mentioned now, the land issue, foreign investment, Bosasa. And Harold, though, one One of the things that has seemingly flared up again has been the issue of free education. Is that something we're looking to see the president talking about in this 2019, Sona?
Well, he might refer to it as something which has been achieved. But of course, it has unintended consequences. You can't say to X number of students, you're going to all now come to, first of all, lower the acceptance level at the universities, which means so many more can go to university, and they say, don't worry about money, we'll pay for all of you to go. There simply isn't room at universities for all those students. You will have seen the figure that 10 times as many people come to a university, and they obviously deeply disappointed. There's been clearly a problem with accommodation. I'm a little surprised, frankly, but I may be old-fashioned, but I think that if you look to the state to also to supply housing so you can study, might be just be asking too much. I mean, somewhere along the line, we should remember what Kennedy said, not ask what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And there's not there's a sense of you owe me, you owe me, you owe me, and not a sense of I have a responsibility. So, okay, I'm veering off slightly. I think there might be a reference to it, but it's not going to be the big thing.
That being said, we have just under a minute left. In your opinion, as we're summing this up, is this then another State of the Nation address where it's all just promises with no possibility of actually delivering on them?
I think there might be some delivery, but the problem I have is that if the government says, we will deliver X, hundreds of thousands of jobs next year, that's something one can go and measure. And that you clearly will not be able to do, not in such a short term. The world economy is down, is turning downwards. We have structural problems. We have investor malaise. Our own people, according to a survey published this morning, only 21% think the country is going in the right direction. So there's a lot of groundwork to be done before you make concrete promises. Let's rather deliver on the promises you haven't even made rather than make them and then not deliver on them.
Harold, thank you so very much for joining us on the show this morning. We certainly look forward to get more of your analysis in the near future.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That is Harold Parkinoff, independent political analyst, talking to us about the SONA.